From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Police in Dallas, Texas say a deadly ambush there was a well-planned attack carried out by several people. Five officers were killed, seven others wounded, and two civilians were wounded in the attack, which city officials called an ambush. It happened toward the end of a demonstration against the killing of two black men by white police officers in Minnesota and Louisiana earlier this week. Dallas Police Chief David Brown said Friday a suspect, who was later killed by police, told officers he was upset about the recent police-involved shootings of black men. Brown said the whole department is mourning the loss of its comrades.
Dallas officers are hurting. We are heartbroken. There are no words to describe the atrocity that occurred to our city. All I know is that this must stop, this divisiveness.
U.S. President Barack Obama called the shootings a vicious, calculated, and despicable attack on officers who were performing their jobs. He ordered American flags to be lowered to half-staff at the White House and on all public buildings and grounds for 4 days in honor of the dead and wounded. Meanwhile, a rash of police shootings Thursday and Friday left one person dead and multiple others wounded in 4 states. In Bristol, Tennessee, authorities said a man opened fire on a highway patrolman because he was troubled by the shootings involving black people. The man killed one person, wounded 3 others, including a patrol officer. Meanwhile, in Valdosta, Georgia, a police official is out of surgery after being shot multiple times. Another officer was shot in Baldwin, a suburb of St. Louis, Missouri. This is VOA News.